Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Sherelle McMillan from Inside Carolina with you. Sherelle, on Wednesday night, the Tar Heels got back in the win column against a UNC Wilmington team that had struggled early in the season. Carolina had a long layoff since the loss at Michigan. Sherelle, how did you think the Heels looked at first?
I think you could tell they were coming off of a seven-day break. You know, the last time they played was last week against Michigan, which is a tough game. And if you read some of the things that have been written, you've kind of seen some of the stuff that the UNC basketball Twitter account has tweeted out. You know, they've gone back to basics. They practice a lot. They did a lot of running and they worked on their defense. And it was weird because the first half, you really couldn't tell any of those things. The rotation still looked slow. They still were getting beaten to loose balls by UNCW. So the first half was not great. At one point, I think UNCW went on a, was it 10-0 or 9-0 run? Took the lead, and then Carolina kind of solidified things from there. But it was good to see them rebound in the second half and play some better basketball.
Sherelle, your thoughts on this schedule? I mean, four games in December, seven since Michigan, now 10 until Gonzaga, and then seven more until Kentucky. Your thoughts on how Carolina deals with that?
You know, that was a question I had myself was, is after the way that Michigan game ended, was it better for them to have a week off, you know, to have only four games over the next month so they can practice? I think the answer is practice because, you know, that schedule that they had, they went from the week before Thanksgiving, they had already played, I believe, four games. And then they played two games in Las Vegas, flew back, and then flew to Michigan to play another game. So they had already had a little tough stretch there at the beginning of the season. It's very hard to practice on the road. It's very hard to practice when you have all the academic, you know, responsibilities that you have to handle. There's a limit on how much you can practice per week per NCAA guidelines. So when you add all that stuff up, they didn't have much practice time once the season actually started.
The Heels will have plenty of time now. Gonzaga comes to Chapel Hill on December 15th.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.